The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the ACB Board of Publications announces their e-forum topics. The Mini Mall has established an email partnership list for those interested in their products. Will blind use Braille in the future? A podcast from PRI.org. Computers for the Blind is issuing grants for $60 off their products in an email, and I will read about that organization on their website. The Fantasy Book Club meets August 28th. Journey Through History meets September 4th. Sound Prints for August 12th is now online. Kentucky Council for the Blind Next Generation Conference Call is for September 10th. And the Audio Description Group has a follow-up on their progress for certification of audio descriptors. Describers, whatever. Symphony season tickets are available on the NC Symphony website. No more emotional support animals are allowed on Royal Caribbean cruises. And Tech Talk for August 20th is about Skyping with JAWS and NVDA. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. Writers gather round. The ACBE Forum is changing and we need you. In August, the ACB Board of Publications began a year-long experiment with our ACBE Forum magazine. Beginning in August and continuing in October, December, and February, April, and June, we are selecting a topical theme for the ACBE Forum. In August, the theme was education. So in addition to regular features like the President's Message and Here and There, the August edition featured articles dealing with topics about going back to school, about teachers, students, and the educational process. I'm writing this note to remind you of the theme for October and to announce the theme for December. The submittal deadline for October is August 25th, and the deadline for December is October 25th. So if you are interested in submitting an article, an essay, a letter to the editor, a poem, or any other items pertaining to either of the themes I'm about to share, get ready. October, rehabilitation, training, and employment. One of the most critical challenges all blind and visually impaired people face is that of obtaining the right training and or rehabilitation services that will give them the edge they need in a highly competitive and rapidly changing employment market. In the October edition of the ACBE Forum, we will explore these issues. The challenges we face, our feelings about these difficult topics, and ideas for improving our lot in the workaday world. Articles are due to the editor, Sharon Lovering, by no later than 11:59 p.m., Saturday, August 25th. December traditions. December is a time to celebrate the holidays, family, friends, and all that is truly important in our lives. It is a time of giving and receiving and of being thankful and spreading good cheer. It was tempting to focus on the holidays or gift giving or both. Instead, we are planning to focus on traditions that create meaning and bring joy to the lives of ACB members and friends across the country and world. So in addition to the typical magazine content and information about the ACB holiday auction and other timely announcements, we are inviting as many of you as can to provide a very short article, 100 words or less, describing a tradition that means a lot to you. Maybe it's how your family spends the holidays. Maybe it's something your grandparents used to do to celebrate each new year. Maybe it's an annual caroling trip that you took with your church choir. Maybe it's something else altogether. But whatever traditions you or your family and or friends celebrate each year, please share them. Articles are due to the editor, Sharon Lovering, by no later than 11:59 p.m. Thursday, October 25th. To submit content for any edition of the ACB Braille or ACBE Forum magazines, send your articles to ACB editor Sharon Lovering at SLOVERING@acb.org. You can also mail your submittals to Sharon at the following address: American Council of the Blind, Attention Editor, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia 22311. One more thing. Beginning with the October edition of the ACB eForum, watch for a short survey regarding your feelings about the new topical format we are implementing for the ACB eForum. Your feedback will help us assess whether or not the new format is increasing engagement with our readers and whether or not the new format should be continued. So for now, enjoy what's left of your summer as we all look forward to cooler weather, going back to school, and bigger and better and more interesting editions of our very own ACB eForum magazine. Signed, Ron Brooks, Chairman, ACB Board of Publications. From Carla Rucheval, CARLA 40206 at gmail.com. Please help distribute to affiliates and chapters. Since ACB doesn't have contact information for its chapters, or even sometimes know where they are, I really need your help to reach them and invite them to participate in this fundraising opportunity through the Mini Mall. Thanks for your help, Carla Rucheval. Begin forwarded message. Last year, I created the Mall Partners email list for distributing information on products available at discounts from the Mini Mall. We have had numerous requests for quality items that chapters and affiliates could use as fundraisers, and so I am resurrecting that list and will begin posting product information. If your chapter or affiliate would like to have a representative subscribe to Mall Partners, email me off list with the group name and the name, email, and phone number of the group's representative. Thanks, Carla Rucheval. Again, that email is CARLA 40206 at gmail.com. From Computers for the Blind, How We Provide Computers on www.computersfortheblind.org. What we do with the computers. When we receive computers, monitors, and peripherals, we work with them in our refurbishing center to get them ready for our clients. First, the parts are checked out, and we determine if they are working and able to run the accessibility software. Our group of volunteers starts the process of refurbishing the computers. The hard drives are wiped and set up with operating systems. The computers are cleaned and rebuilt, then set up with the accessibility software and other programs. Once they have passed checks for functionality, they are shipped all over the country. We take pride in our work and offer warranty services on all machines sent out. Any laptops that we cannot use for our blind clients are donated to local churches who send them all over the world to help schools and communities. If you are interested in being a part of this process, consider becoming a volunteer at our center. Reaching out to those in need. We need help in reaching persons who are visually impaired that could use a computer. We want to share the news about our efforts to refurbish computers, the specialized software we can put on them, and our related training materials. If you know those who are visually impaired or family members of them, have them contact us. They should start by learning what they need to do first. As part of the process, a customer service representative will talk with them and discuss all the options available. They can also talk about the features, learning process, and commitments associated with owning a computer. From the email news press release, Computers for the Blind, CFTB, has access to additional grant funds to again offer computers for $60 off regular price. Here are the details. Eligible persons include persons on SSI or SSDI due to blindness. Copy of Social Security reward letter required. Grant also includes parents of legally blind children or youth. Required documentation is an email from the TVI or caseworker stating that the child needs a computer, would benefit from it, and purchasing a new computer with the expensive software would create a hardship on the family. No iReports or income verification needed. These are desktop computers with larger screens and a home edition license of JAWS, Fusion, or Zoom Text of the client's choice. Price includes JAWS training bundle. Cost for grant-covered desktops is $70. The only persons eligible for a grant-covered laptop is a college student that is currently taking classes on campus. Proof required. Cost for laptop under the grant is $125. See an article in Access World for more details at http://www.afb.org/afbpress/ pubnew.aspquery.id=AW190703. Customer service number 214-340-6328. Now offering customer service and tech support in English and Spanish. Computers now ship within 2 weeks. Sincerely, David Jepson, Executive Director, Computers for the Blind. From PRI.org, will blind people use Braille in the future? Scientist Joshua Mila demonstrates a virtual wireless Braille keyboard attached as an input device to an Android phone. The photo depicts a man who has had severe facial damage. He appears to have an artificial left eye, and the orbit where his right eye belongs is blank and replaced with skin grafts. Credit for the photo goes to Smith Kettlewell Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center via YouTube. The man's hands are wired up with electronics, and there's a small Braille display device on the table before him. We live in a time of technological disruption, all happening at disorienting speed. Which tech innovation is actually helping? Which isn't? How do we comprehend the future effects when we live so breathlessly in the present? Catch our podcast, The World in Words. Each week on The World in Words, Patrick Cox and Nina Przucki tell stories about languages and the people who speak them. Braille, the writing system for the blind, is being put through its paces by this right now. And because there's some anxiety among Braille advocates, we at the World in Words podcast thought, good story. Sherry Wells Jensen tells us how Braille itself came into being as a tech disruptor, thanks to its genius inventor, Louis Braille. Wells Jensen, who teaches linguistics at Bowling Green State University, told us of her own intimate relationship to Braille and her sense of the literacy it brings as a human right. Joshua Mila, a scientist at the Smith Kettlewell Eye Research Institute, talks about his own inventions to improve blind people's access to information. Some use Braille, others don't. And Chansey Fleet tells us how Braille lives on for her and the many people she serves in her role as the Assistive Technology Coordinator at the Andrew Highscale Braille and Talking Book Library, a branch of the New York Public Library. Podcast contents. At the 25-second mark, testing out a speaking GPS app in London. At the 120 mark, trash talk from a tween. At the 255 mark, you don't need Braille to use this app. 340 mark, it has dots. 420 mark, literacy before Braille. 527 mark, Louis Braille pronounced en français. 725, Louis Braille reworks military night writing. 950, a book burning. 1115, Braille takes hold in France and eventually beyond. 1220 mark, Sherry Wells Jensen's childhood mail deliveries. 1355 mark, the absence of the written word for blind kids. 1440 mark, the unconscious ease of words everywhere for sighted kids. The 15-minute mark, is Braille literacy in decline? 1620, is it enough to just modernize Braille? 1645, technology helps you read and write without Braille. 1803, Josh Mila lays it out. Braille is not the one solution to our information and accessibility challenges. 1857, the next generation of street signs, Braille plus smartphone readability. 2022, are we on the cusp of a Braille renaissance powered by technology? 2135, what else would you use to read and write love letters? 2258, Chansey Fleet's Braille Manifesto. Big thanks to Tina Toby, who sound designed this episode. Listen to the podcast by clicking on a website or subscribe at Apple Podcasts. The World in Words is also on Facebook and Twitter. Supported with a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Tuesday of this month, Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice with the group. We will be using a new web platform called Zoom. Julia Kulak, group facilitator, julia.kulak@gmail.com. Tech Talk August 20th welcomed David Moore to speak to the worldwide Tech Talk audience on the topic using Skype 8.25 with JAWS and NVDA. Using Skype 8.25 with JAWS and NVDA. Here is what I talked about on your show concerning using Skype. First paragraph. Every key command for using Skype with NVDA is the same as using it with JAWS, so you can use Skype 8.25 with both. Number one, launching Skype and signing in. When you download and install Skype 8.25, you can choose to have a shortcut put on your desktop. After that, you can enter on Skype or create a shortcut by doing the following. Find the Skype shortcut on your desktop and press Alt-Enter to bring up the Properties dialog. Tab to the Edit field that says Key Command and type what you want to be your key command to launch Skype. Then press Enter. After you launch Skype, you will get a dialog to sign in with your last account you used, or you are given a button where you can sign in with a different account. After you sign in, you will have a screen that looks a lot like a web page. Because of this, all web navigation key commands will work that work on a regular web page. Number two, navigating with Skype 8.25. Now we can navigate this Skype page just like any other web page. Pressing the down arrow from the top many times gives the following buttons. They are all buttons, so you can press the letter B for button to navigate through these buttons. My info, active, David Moore. Mood message, feeling great. More options. Search Skype. Use dial pad. Chats, 2 unread notifications, 1 of 4. Calls, 2 of 4. Contacts, 3 of 4. Notifications, 2 new notifications, 4 of 4. Sort menu, sort by time, new chat, Gene REL, chat, a call, Wednesday, favorite, no new messages. Nicole Tedesco, online, chat, how have you been? I haven't heard from you in a while. Monday, favorite, 1 new message. Christopher Gilland, online, chat, how are you? How's everything that was going on a few months ago? I'm really praying for you because I've not even seen you on the lists lately. March 26, 2018, favorite, no new messages. Gary Price, chat, hey Gary, I will try to get hold of you tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to you. I'm using NVDA 2018.1 and I can hear what I am backspacing over in the mail app. Firefox 58 works very well with NVDA 2018.1 and it is getting faster and faster. I am using the next snapshot development version. The actual long term is 8.1, will be out in a few weeks. I use the latest snapshots, they are called, which is a brand new code that has not been tested that much yet. It is like using the beta builds in browsers, so you can test the new code. Have a great one, Gary. February 8th, 2018, favorite, no new messages. Christopher Gilland, group chat. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? What have you been up to? November 20th, 2017, favorite, no new messages. Notice that many of these buttons are my contacts and the last message that was sent between us. Now let us navigate in a way that is more consistent. I will press Alt-1 and get the following. Gene Rell, chat, a call, Wednesday, favorite, no new messages. And it goes on with various contacts. Echo Sound Test Service, online chat, a call, March 24th, 2018, favorite, no new messages. So pressing Alt-1 takes you to all of your conversations, and you can press Enter to call or chat to any of these people. As soon as you hear a name, press Enter, and you can call them, chat with them, and so on. Now, I will press Alt-2. This takes you to all of your contacts you've added to Skype and a few buttons that you can do to get more contacts and so on. We get the following when pressing Alt-2. Contacts, 3 of 4. Notifications, 2 new notifications, 4 of 4. View menu, all. Add new contact. Invite people to Skype. Gene Rell, Miguel Viveros, Nicole Tedesco, active. Christopher Gilland, active. Notice that after the few choices, you have all the names of your contacts, and it says if they are active. You can press Enter on any of these names, and you can call that person, chat with that person, and so on. This is what you can do with Alt-2 that brings up your contacts. You can also open names to call or chat with Alt-1 to open conversations. So there are two ways to do the same task. so I'll press Alt 2 to bring up my contacts, enter on 1, and write down what NVDA or JAWS tells me. Note, I will Shift Tab because I like this better. Screen reader says type a message here. Edit, multi-line. Open emoticon picker button. Open emoticon picker. And so on until I wrap back around to setting a message. In that wraparound, by pressing Shift Tab, you will hear audio call, video call, and more you can do with that person. Second paragraph. I will also talk about how you can press letter E to get right to the place where you type in a message, because the letter E is the key command on a web page to get to the next edit box. By the end of your show, I have shown people that they can use Alt 1, Alt 2, web navigation keys, and some other key commands that are built into Skype 8.25 to do the same task more than one way, even two or three ways. Because of Skype 8.25 having the interface of a web page, you can use C for combo box and all of those web navigation key commands to navigate Skype 8.2 itself. I will also call the service to test your microphone to leave a message with the woman at the automated service. Your listeners will hear much more than this, and your listeners will walk away with confidence concerning all that they can get done with Skype 8.25. Presented by David Moore, cell 614-352-6286, Skype Jesus Loves 1966 at Outlook.com. Co-chair Larry Gassman, email larrygassman@roadrunner.com. I'm sorry, that's Gassman with two S's, at roadrunner.com. Phone 714-449-1958. Co-chair Alan Lemley, email walemly@gmail.com. Phone 601-919-6907. Date held Monday, August 20th, 2018, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world Tuesday at midnight Greenwich Mean Time. There are directions for joining the chat, which has passed, and all broadcasts are archived. I'm trying to find the archive information here. All Tech Talk training events are recorded, so if you are unable to participate live at the above times, then you may download the presentation or podcast from the Tech Talk archives on our website at www.accessibleworld.org. Royal Caribbean has updated its policy on emotional support animals. Emotional support animals, defined as those whose sole function is to provide comfort or emotional support, are no longer allowed on board its ships. Emotional support animals do not qualify as service animals under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Service animals which support people with both physical and mental disabilities are still covered under the Royal Caribbean's policy. They are permitted in all public areas, including dining venues, as long as they are on a leash or in harness. Disabilities that might require service animals include blindness, deafness, and post-traumatic stress disorder. We are changing our policy, but the policy is being changed to better differentiate between emotional support animals and service animals, because they are two very different things, a Royal Caribbean spokesperson told Cruise Critic. Service animals that are formally trained and certified to perform a function are still welcome on board with the proper paperwork and certifications. We just want to be able to give all our guests great vacations, and the reality is some emotional support animals aren't properly trained. Royal Caribbean added that its Director of Accessibility and Disability, as well as its travel agent partners with disabilities, were heavily involved with the process of determining how its policy should change. On Cruise Critic's Royal Caribbean forum, members expressed their feelings on the news. Cruise Critic member Don't Need a Name said, "This is good, but as some above have alluded to, this is a very tough policy to enforce. There is no ADA certificate for a service dog, merely a definition. Nonetheless, there will always be rule breakers, but that doesn't mean the rules shouldn't be in place. If nothing else, hopefully the fact that Royal now has this rule on the books is at least makes one or two people rethink their actions." Cruise Critic member Cruiser_3 added, "Never bothered me seeing dogs on the ship. This new change doesn't bother me either. To each their own. I've always made the best out of all my vacations and will continue to do so." Cruisers who require service animals should notify Royal Caribbean's Access Department at the time of booking. By Gina Kramer, editor. North Carolina Symphony 1819 season tickets are on sale now. You can browse and purchase tickets for concerts in hot button areas: Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Wilmington, Southern Pines, New Bern, and special event concerts in Raleigh. View the statewide season brochure online. 919-733-2750 for the box office. www.ncsymphony.org is the website. Please note, all sales are final. Taxes and fees may apply to all orders. All performances, dates, times, and guest artists are subject to change. The NC Symphony Box Office, Duke Energy Center Box Office, Ticketmaster.com, and local consignment offices at Campbell House and the Country Bookshop, Southern Pines, New Bern Riverfront Convention Center, Seabrook Auditorium, Fayetteville, Wilson Center, Wilmington, Booth Amphitheater, Cary, are the official single ticket providers for the North Carolina Symphony. Subscriptions are purchased directly through the North Carolina Symphony Box Office. Tickets purchased from other sources may be more expensive, invalid, and possibly ineligible for admittance. The North Carolina Symphony is not responsible for tickets purchased from other sources. North Carolina Symphony, 3700 Glenwood Avenue, Suite 130, Raleigh, NC, 27612. 919-733-2750. Tickets at ncsymphony.org. The Kentucky Council of the Blind, Next Generation, would like to invite ACB members and individuals under the age of 40 to participate in our second conference call on the road to becoming a national affiliate. We had such a great experience on our last call, meeting everyone, including those who do not fall into our under 40 category, but were there to help and support. This call will focus on the beginning stages of our affiliate. Who are we and what are our goals and ambitions? Bring your thoughts, ideas, and questions to the call with you for our discussion. The conference call will take place Monday, September 10th, 2018 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Zoom Cloud. We encourage iPhone and Android users to download the Zoom Cloud app. It is titled Zoom Cloud Meetings by Zoom Video Communications Incorporated. Just search for it in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android. https://zoom.us/j/357259-5193. Phone 1-669-900-6833. Code 357-2595-193. I'll repeat that. 357-2595-193. If you have any questions and concerns, please contact Amanda Selm by phone at 502-750-1774 or alsmoot87@gmail.com. Please feel free to share with your local chapters or affiliates to help spread the word. We look forward to seeing and meeting as many people under 40 as possible on the call. Amanda Selm, Secretary, Kentucky Council of the Blind Next Generation, 502-750-1774, alsmoot87@gmail.com. I will make room next week for the audio description follow-up email. The Soundprints Audio Magazine for August 12th is now online. New ACB affiliate for young members now forming. Articles on accessibility, art, and running. 2018 KSB alumni sponsors at http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time.